much about.
You got to put it in perspective.
Now they're moving up to the starting line. There's a jolly good crowd here today. They're under starters' orders. And they're off! Oh, no, they're not. No, they didn't realize they were supposed to start.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
I'm proud to be a Jew.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Stop being self-hating.
Respect yourself, girl.
Yes.
It's okay. We call ourselves Jews.
Not in this office, you don't, little lady.
Are boys dumb? Yes. Yes. Do they do disappointing, stupid things that really hurt your feelings? Yes.
Who put a knot in your pantyhose?
And now.
These people are lost and on drugs, and they have venereal diseases. It's not for you.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday morning, the 13th of June.
Allie, how was your birthday?
It was great. Thanks for asking.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you order a cake for one from Postmates?
Oh, that's sweet.
That's sweet.
Do they have that? Wow. No, I had a lovely lunch with some friends and then had a very relaxing afternoon. Was that my phone?
I don't know whose phone that was.
And,
is it yours?
No, mine is off. Okay. That is really weird.
Well, let me check.
Okay, because it sounds just like mine. Not yours?
Nope.
Bean?
I don't know. I mean,
that's Beans.
Maybe.
Wow.
I did just get a message from HQ.
Oh,
so
how
maybe
about
that's
that?
What it is.
About your big payout?
No, it's just somebody signing up using my code.
Oh, so you get an extra life?
I get an extra life,
right?
Wow. Yeah. And you
nice.
Have that set to alert you.
Well, I didn't on purpose. I guess there's a way to turn that off. I should look into that. But
what's your plan? Are you going to take a lump sum, or are they going to break it up?
It out, yeah.
Over like
I got to meet with my tax guy.
Okay.
I don't know yet. I got to decide. I mean, it is $1.19, so I mean that'll last me the rest of my life if I'm careful. With
if you're
it.
Careful,
right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, invest.
It's very tempting to go out and just start buying everything I see.
Sure,
you know what I mean. But then you wake up in a month and you realize you've gone through half of it. So do that. Hey, we got a lot of show today. I'm looking forward to it. But the eyes of the nation, you guys, two different stories in the last week. The eyes of the nation are on Minneapolis-St. Paul area.
Okay.
Kevin, you don't know this yet, but we're going to spend a lot of time talking about the NPR raccoon later, which is really the only thing I care about today.
I do know this.
Uh-huh.
And the only thing I am sorry about is that they didn't have a sharpshooter.
How dare.
Because raccoons suck.
You. They are trash pandas, I agree.
Right.
But the point is that how could you not root for that little guy?
Because that little guy is a trash panda.
It's an amazing story.
Great.
Of resilience.
Yes.
And courage.
Yes.
And
so
we're going to talk about
rabies
that later.
To the people who tried to get it on the roof.
We're going to talk about that
all
later.
All right, later.
But, Allie, your favorite story in a long time is that little high school baseball game in Minnesota. And I want to talk about that to start with.
Goodness
Everybody,
gracious.
This went very viral this week. Everybody was tweeting it and Instagramming it. But now we have heard from the participants involved, and that's why I bring it to the air, because now we will hear from the young men involved. So this is a Minnesota state championship game. Well, this is the game before that. If you win, you move on to the state championship.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a public high school in a Minneapolis suburb called Moundsview. And they're playing against a Catholic high school named Totino Grace. Kevin, you know this story?
Nope.
Okay. The pitcher and the batter who is up at the end of the game that ends up striking out to let the pitcher's team move on to the state championship are best friends.
Really?
Yes.
Did he throw it?
Oh, you haven't. Oh.
Did he throw it?
You haven't seen
no,
the
he
video.
Struck him out.
Kevin.
All right.
He struck him out.
All right.
So here's the report from CBS News about what happened next that is giving people hope for the youth of America. And that is not it at all.
Like they ran our open? How weird.
Right? That's so strange.
That was a bad setup. All right, here's the blah, blah, blah.
Hey, take two indeed.
The most talked about strikeout in the country has nothing to do with winning and losing. Minnesota high school pitcher Ty Cain has provided us all a masterclass in how you play the game.
I never thought a story like this would blow up the way it did.
Last week, Ty's team advanced to the state tournament when he struck out Jack Kokin looking on a 2-2 fastball that nicked the outside corner.
I really felt for him, and I just felt it was right to go over there and say something.
That's right.
So what do you think he did, Kevin? After
That's not what he did?
The team empties out of the dugouts, and you know they do that celebration at the pitcher's mound. And the pitcher waves off his own catcher and walks up to the young man that he has just struck out and just hugs him and just holds on, comforting him because that guy was the last hope for his team to move on in advance.
Asshole.
No, not at all.
Uh-uh.
During the game, he hugs the opposing player who he's just struck out to advance to the championship rather than celebrate with his own teammates. Isn't that remarkable?
I feel like he needs to see this because you're not getting how like they ran out and they just charged the mound. They were just hugging and he slowly just walks past all of them and just embraces the guy he struck out.
And says in his ear, if I didn't strike you out, you'd be moving on.
Kevin, you're
The worst.
That's right. Watch Ty. While his teammates from Moundsview High erupted in celebration, Ty waved off his own catcher to attend to more pressing business, hugging the kid he had just struck out.
I didn't think. I just ran over there. It was instinct.
After all, Ty and Jack have been pals since they were 13 and teammates on the same travel team. They stayed close even after heading off to different high schools.
And I said, you had a great season, you were a great player, and don't let this outcome affect our friendship. And I told him I loved him, and he's my brother, and our friendship will always last longer than this silly game.
By the way, you know what I was thinking about?
And don't you know my fifth pitch is always a fastball?
You know what I was thinking about is you always see that very brief exchange between the winning and losing quarterback of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I always assume that the conversation is something like that. Like, you got nothing to be embarrassed about. You guys had a great season.
I don't even think it's that much in the NFL. I think it's just, hey, congrats.
You think they just do it because they kind of, it's tradition.
Unless they know each other well, I feel like.
Yeah, I think it depends. Yeah. Like, Tom Brady's usually like, suck it, bitch.
Right.
That's probably so. Yeah. All right, a little bit more.
A hug has become a social media sensation, which just may say something about our thirst these days for examples of how to treat each other with class, grace, and empathy.
Our friendship means so much more than it.
This is the loser kid, by the way. Which is how I refer to him.
They had him speaking through Mr. Microphone.
Years, I'm not going to remember the score of that game, but I'm going to remember him coming up to me after that and just kind of just being there for me, you know, when I need someone.
That's a sweet story is all I'm saying.
You see that? You see that? You see how white people do?
Oh, Kevin.
What? Am I missing the point?
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Oh, my God.
No.
What? Jesus.
And then he had Pippa. His best friend run up to an alligator.
Pippa. Come on, Pippa.
Oh,
leave the crocodile alone.
That's awesome. On the program today, we've got your passes for Aftershock in Sacramento. We've also got comedian Brad Williams coming in.
Oh.
We have Ashley Esqueda talking to us about E3 and about her flamethrower.
That's all I care about.
You don't care at all about E3?
Nope. Just not with this flamethrower.
Bean makes his guess.
We're going to have so much fun with that flamethrower if we can get Ashley to start bringing it in on a regular basis.
Right? What we could do to this building.
Right?
It'd be so much fun.
Help.
You were attacked by an animal, not a dog or a cat, based on the rattlesnake head.
Oh, man.
Cut off the rattlesnake's head, and then the head bit the dude.
Yeah.
Disconnected from its body.
Yes.
Oh,
The head alone bit a dude.
After he cut it off.
Yes!
Yeah.
That's a nightmare.
He cut it off! And cheers with mugs. He went to his bar and asked how the people think the USA is going to do in the World Cup this year.
Oh, no!
Which, of course, they're not in. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
What do you think they're going to do with the raccoon now that he's been trapped, by the way, on the roof in Minnesota?
Put him down.
Don't put him down.
What do you do with him?
Mayor.
Mayor.
Yeah.
Sure, mayor. I didn't think that.
Honorary mayor of St. Right. Paul or something,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
And then NPR Raccoon 2020, right?
Sure.
Sure, why not at this point? Hey, it's 5:54. It's Wednesday morning. Allie's here for a first look at what's happening.
Guys, Disney made the announcement yesterday that the film Avengers: Infinity War has now taken in more than $2 billion from around the world in the last 48 days.
That's insane.
$2 billion.
And you said in only 48 days.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not bad. Of course, there were three films that have also made it that far. Do you know what those three films would be?
James Cameron's movie with the blue girl.
Avatar?
Yes.
Yes. That brought in $2.79 billion.
I would assume that James Cameron's Titanic is still on that short list.
Oh,
as well.
You would be correct with $2.19 billion. You did say she was blue. She was very cold right at the end.
And one of the newest Star Wars? There a Star Wars?
Which one?
It would be Force Awakens.
Yes,
it would indeed. You guys are really good at this.
Well, yeah. This is rare air up there, so.
It really is. Yeah, Star Wars The Force Awakens, $2.07 billion. But Avengers Infinity War holds the record for biggest domestic debut ever with $257.7 million in its opening weekend.
That's crazy.
That's nuts, you guys.
How was that movie, Kevin?
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Thanos is all, moo, you're going to be all dusty.
You didn't see it.
And they're like, bleh, I'm dead.
It was great.
Yeah. It's my favorite.
Nothing like Ali saying.
Yeah. And then
I would really rate it on a scale of 0 to 10. Mm-hmm. I would rate it a 10.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Change my review then.
Remember when Groot was all, no, I'm Groot. And you're like, what? He said I'm Groot again? It's weird because that's what he says when he's not brooming. This broom head.
It's not a broom.
All right. Moving on. You guys, we need to tackle this. Do you remember when I told you about Andy Dorfman, the Bachelorette, wound up having to get pretty intricate surgery on her hand because of something called avocado hand?
Yes.
And I said doctors were seeing an uptick of people coming in that were slicing their hand because they were cutting avocados. And you guys said that is not a thing.
Right.
That's BS.
I mean, it happens, but...
Yeah, but people have been slicing and dicing vegetables and fruits for 100 years, so why would there be an uptick in avocado hand when there are just as many people who are cutting, you know, tomatoes and bananas and everything else?
Because everyone's eating avocados nowadays. You've got avocado toast, avocado on everything. Avocado is the
That's true.
Thing.
It has sort of taken over.
Absolutely.
Right.
And I got a bunch of tweets, and by a bunch, over five... Which is
Saying
a lot
what?
For people to say, don't make fun of this, Allie.
It happened to
I me? Went to the ER, sliced my fingers open with an avocado.
Oh, my God.
Not with an... That's a real sharp
that's,
avocado,
wow, how do
you
do that?
You should bring that back. but I also got one from an ER nurse, and I'm sorry, I don't have it up right now, but she was like, this is not... No, stop it. That is not a real thing, avocado hand.
Sorry.
God,
sorry. Go
damn
ahead.
It, I love it so
Boy,
much.
Boy, that came out of nowhere.
It came out of...
That was an actual sneeze?
Catdom.
Sorry, Bean.
Oh, I love it so much. Well, here's the thing. Joy Behar from The View, she said yesterday that she stabbed herself while cutting an avocado on the way to a party, and she had to spend the night in the hospital.
Ooh, I want to be a part of this story. I want to be a part of this story.
Do you think
yes.
she's just making a... Oh.
Yes.
Like, I want to be like a millennial.
Yes.
Oh, Joy. I don't know.
There
I'm
are
just
so
saying,
many people who want to stab Joy Behar. I bet they're real happy to hear this story.
I don't think that's really the point of this, but so what? Who cares?
Sorry.
Oh, I thought it was again. I was like, this is the greatest day ever.
That was fun.
You should have seen my face. I'm so that excited.
That one's recorded. The first one was real.
Oh, so you don't even feel them coming, Bean?
Who doesn't feel a sneeze coming?
No, I do. I do usually. Oh. That one came out of nowhere. That one was just so fast, like instant. I'm sorry. Usually, I sneeze more than you guys know. I just turn the mic down.
Do not turn the mic down.
Please, never.
It's entertainment.
We welcome your crazy cat sneeze.
Why would you have to spend the night in the hospital if you cut your hand? Don't they
change topic. Very convenient.
No, I'm just saying, but don't they just patch it or stitch it if it needs it, but put a bandage on it and send you home?
They got to take avocado thing. Hand. They got to take that seriously.
Yeah. There's reports to be filed.
Could
maybe
be a week.
Research. They're drawing blood and they're testing it
right.
while you're
gotta
there.
Got to bring the CDC in just
right.
to make sure.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm sure she was there for a few hours and called it spent the night.
Okay.
Well,
you been to an ER lately?
Having said that, when you go to an ER, it can take you 8 hours to get an aspirin. So
it's a lot.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is avocados are dangerous, but boy, are they yummy, right?
Right.
Oh, so good. I think we need to tackle that maybe in a phone topic one day.
You have avocado hand?
Tell us about your avocado hand. What were you making at the time?
Fruitcake.
No.
Okay.
Some birthdays for you. Actresses Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, actor Tim Allen, comedian Steve-O, actress Kat Dennings, Weezer singer Rivers Cuomo, and actor Chris Evans. He's
all right.
He's Captain America.
Yes.
Yep. Because there's a lot of Chris's. They're all something big.
There's a lot of Chris's.
This one, okay. Chris Evans, mm-hmm. Captain America.
Yes.
Right? Like he is. Wowzers. That's what's happening.
Our friend Mike Shinoda has his first solo album coming out this Friday, and to celebrate, he's going to be joining us here at K-Rock in the HD Radio Sound Space, and you can be there to see Mike perform in a very small room. We got those tickets for you on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, plus our friend Brad Williams is coming by, too, with tickets for K-Rock's first No Limit Comedy Night. That sounds like fun, too, by the way. I mean, not for me, but for other people, right?
Yeah, not for you at all.
All right, are you guys ready for B-Mix's Guess?
Absolutely.
Yeah. B-Mix's Guess, yeah.
Ooh.
B-Mix's Guess, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
Penis a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for B-Mix's Guess.
Yes.
Maybe make a note to update the intro.
Just did. Feel like pretty great. Just updated it yesterday.
Look.
Don't start backpedaling already.
This is a terrible list.
What?
I'm going to tell you right now that I, with every fiber of my being, do not believe this list is real. But it's from MSN.com, and they seem to be a reliable source. And they have compiled what they say is a list of the most popular bands of the last 10 years. So 2008 to 2018, these are the most popular bands in the world for the past 10 years. Their criteria includes chart performance, how popular their records are on the charts, Spotify followers, and Wikipedia page views. Those are some of the criteria that they use to determine the most popular bands of the last 10 years, okay?
All right.
I don't believe some of these bands are on the list, and I don't believe some of the bands that aren't on the list. Like, I don't know, the Beatles, for instance.
Well, you said the last 10 years.
Last 10 years. Beatles are forever, though. Beatles get lots of plays.
Okay.
But we'll see if you guys do better than I would do with this list. In fact, I've got the top 20 in front of me, and I am so confident this list is terrible, I'm going to give you a point for anything inside the top 20.
Oh, wow.
All right. So the most popular bands of the last 10 years, according to MSN.com. Kevin, you are at the head of the table. You go first.
Owl City.
why is it always Owl City?
You said top 20. It certainly could be.
So eventually there's going to be a list with Owl City on it, and you'll get that point.
Yes,
you'll
exactly.
Beer Bug, you're up next.
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters are number 20.
Wow.
Number 20 on the list.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
I was surprised as well. But you do have a point, Miss Ellen McKay.
I'm sorry. The criteria is what again?
That's a good question.
Most popular bands in the last 10 years, including chart performance, number of Spotify followers, and annual visits to the Wikipedia page of the artist involved. And these are all bands, by the way, not solo artists. So you won't find, Beyonce on here or Eminem. These are bands.
One Direction.
One Direction is not in the top 20.
Oh.
That's a good guess, though.
Yeah, I was thinking Spotify.
This list is bogus already.
Kevin?
O-Town.
Oh, yeah. Real good.
Bugs.
Man. Let's go with, this is tough. The Killers?
Is it, though? Because there are so many bands to choose from. You say who?
The Killers.
No, I'm sorry. Good guess, though. Miss Ellen McKay.
Rolling Stones?
The Rolling Stones are number 16 on the list. Yes. Well done.
All right.
You too.
Oh, yeah.
What a great guess.
Boom! Suck it! What?
They should be on this list, right?
What?
This is insane.
I would think so. This is MSN.com, you guys.
Nope.
I come legit with a serious source. Guess, and it's absolutely number one, right?
For sure.
Then, you should be on the list. Yeah.
So that's why I don't come with real guesses, Bean.
I will tell you, though, when I start reading to you who's on the list, most of them you will go, oh, yeah, of course. So there are a lot of extremely legitimate bands on this list. Beer Mug.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
They are number seven on the list.
Okay.
Surprisingly, more popular than you too, I guess.
Right?
Allie.
Led Zeppelin.
Not on the list.
Okay. F you.
Let's go around one more time.
Lucas Graham.
I'm sorry, no.
Oh, wait, you said it. Hold on. You said a band.
Yeah,
bands, not people. Mm-hmm. He's the 7 years kid, right?
Squirrel Nut Zippers.
No, sorry. Also, you're coming in hot, Kevin. Muggsy.
Pink Floyd.
Yes, Pink Floyd is on the list at number eight. Number eight, Pink Floyd.
What's the score?
What is the score?
Muggs has two. I have one.
How many did I get?
Zero.
Kevin is like having a bye week. Kevin is a human bye week.
Human bye week.
Not bad, Muggs.
Allie, you get one more guess. You can tie the game here.
Let's go one of those like K-pop bands, like BTS, BTK, BFD.
I am sorry now. Number 10 is a K-pop band, though, called EXO.
That's what I meant.
Never heard
of. Get credit for any grouping
just
of letters.
No?
All right. Here are the bands that are on the list, according to MSN.com. Number one is Linkin Park, ladies and gentlemen. Most popular band in the world of the last 10 years. Linkin Park.
Okay.
That's a reasonable.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Number two, Coldplay.
Of course.
Oh, sure.
Of course.
Number three, Maroon 5.
Okay.
I mean, not a big fan, but it makes sense.
Yeah. Number four, Metallica.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Number five, AC/DC.
What?
That's a surprise. Six, yeah. Guns N' Roses.
Wait, who voted on this?
This isn't a vote.
Who came up with the list?
MSN.com. Number seven, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Number eight, Pink Floyd. Here's the one that really surprised me at number nine, Gorillaz.
That's ridiculous.
Ahead of you two, right?
Nope.
Oh, that's just stupid.
And then Aerosmith, Green Day, System of a Down, Arctic Monkeys. There's a bunch more on there. But essentially, I think we're all calling BS on this list, right?
Agreed.
Not me. I won.
Bean makes us guess, yeah.
We're going to talk to our friend Ashley Escada from CNET.com about the E3, even better than E2.
E2 was yesterday.
And about her newly purchased flamethrower coming up in about 20 minutes or so. And then we got to get very deep in the weeds on the NPR raccoon.
Because
that's really all I care about today.
Okay.
The raccoon is safe, ladies and gentlemen. America can breathe again.
They should put it down.
Spoiler alert.
How dare you? First of all, hey, DJ Omar Khan.
Good morning. How are you?
Does this mean it's time for another edition of Jank Tank?
It is. It's time for the jank.
Welcome to the Jank Tank, where these janky investors will either help you fund your janky project or tell you to f*** right off. DJ Omar Khan, a handsome and debonair real estate mogul, and also CEO at DJ Omar Khan Productions, where he produces high-end events, and he's a really good DJ, so you should book him for your next event at DJOmarKhan.com. Kevin Ryder, the self-proclaimed king of Las Vegas, where he plays poker and does pretty well, but then hits the crazy horse and donates all his winnings.
So who should you turn to fund your LUN?
Bean Baxter, the wolf on Wall Street, who's invested a bunch of money in Twitter stock, but has actually lost money on the deal.
I am not a winner.
And Ali McKay, who doesn't know how to balance a checkbook.
Suck it.
Those are your janks. Now let's get into the Jank Tank.
All right, so Omar has three new products for us that are available right now to the public on Kickstarter or GoFundMe. He's going to present them to us, and then we'll decide whether we would like to invest or not.
Absolutely. The first one we have is the Sensor Wake Trio. It's a smell-based alarm clock to improve your day. This alarm clock activates three senses: smell, sight, and sound. They're looking to fund $30,000, and it goes on to say, what if you could wake up happier, more motivated, and ready to take on each day with the Sensor Wake Trio? You choose from a wide variety of smells like coffee, the beach, forest, or peppermint.
Oh, interesting.
You could change them out as often as you change your mind. Stop hating your alarm clock. Start making your mornings better. This clock has a three-step process to wake you up.
Okay.
It starts with smell, then light, and then a relaxing tone to wake you up to ease your way up each morning.
They have you could donate anywhere from $15 to $275 For the $15, you get some scent capsules. The more you purchase, you actually start getting at $59, you actually start to get alarm clock along with the capsules, the scented capsules. Some of the other senses, some of the other scents they have is orange juice, cookie, grass meadow, and chocolate factory. I think this is awesome.
And that's not chocolate.
Actually, not a bad looking clock either.
No.
Are the smells hackable?
Oh no.
Well, that would because I think that would be awesome. Like, imagine if you could put switch out the capsule and put a fart smell in there.
Oh. I knew it was going to turn ugly with Omar being there.
And then the light. And then the fart sound.
I want to wake up with the smells guy. I don't need that first thing right out of bed before even out of bed. I think I'm going to pass on this. This is not for me.
Really? Okay.
I feel like a little aromatherapy and a light wake up instead of that jolt could actually be really beneficial to your health in the long run. I want to smell some peppermint. Mm-hmm. I want some delightful light. Bathing my body as I rest.
Man, and that's sun tanning. What are you talking about?
I am in.
That's cool,
Janky,
huh?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Kev Dog?
I'm afraid of the smells.
Okay.
Because I don't think they'll smell like they're supposed to.
Okay.
And then what if they get old? Then what happens to the smells?
They last for 30 days, and then you replace them.
30 days?
Yes.
I'm with Bean. I don't need to be woken up with a nice smell. All
right.
I don't buy it.
I'm in because I am a very smell guy. Like I'm a guy.
You're
who,
very smelly guy. I know that.
I buy a lot of potpourri, and I like my house smelling a certain way. So if I could wake up to a smell instead of Ali said, like a really jarring thing, I'm all in.
Okay.
With the contingency that they develop a fart scent. So contingent.
So it's based on that, whether they get your support or not.
Yes.
All right. And also, don't use the word potpourri ever.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
What about poopery?
Fine.
I bought you that for Christmas.
Yep.
Okay.
The Zentowel is our next product.
What is this?
The Zentowel is the optimum towel for your sensitive skin. It's highly absorbent, fluffy, soft, and dries quickly. Through the airy design, it prevents bacterial growth. Here's a little audio.
Did you know the most germ-infested objects in your home are your towels? Yes. The reason is the moisture that stays for too long, raising sickness-causing bacteria, making your towels smelly and unhealthy for your skin. Meet Zen Towel. It has a high absorbency, dries fast to stay clean, and gets softer with every day. The secret is the waffle weave. The little honeycomb-like pockets build a third dimension to maximize the surface of the towel. Common towels can take up to 24 hours to dry out. Then towel dries immediately after your shower.
Okay. She needs to speak up, by the way. Mm-hmm. I have a towel, to me, is not an invention that needs further work.
Yeah,
towels are successful the way they are. Mm-hmm. It's a good product. I have no complaints about towels as they currently stand. I am going to pass on the Zen towel.
Okay. Allie?
I just saw a picture of the Zen towel, and that is every towel at a spa that you're like, I am uncomfortable. It doesn't feel good against my skin.
Oh, is that right?
And I say to myself, hey, if your towels are getting a ton of bacteria, maybe wash your freaking towels, you dirty ape. I am out.
I believe I'm out as well. Here's the thing. A lot of stuff comes along and they go, okay, here's the problem. And it's not really a problem.
Right.
Towels are fine. You just wash them.
Just wash them.
Right. So your solution to this non-problem, I don't need.
I'm with you guys.
So I'm out. Okay.
Right,
with you guys.
All right, one more.
The last product is everybody likes to improve their hygiene. So if everybody could be a little cleaner, people would do it, right?
Sure.
I'm going to play this little bit of audio, and then I'll give you more details.
We have been using the toothbrush for ages. They do a decent job in cleaning our teeth. However, it is hard to brush our teeth as well as dentists suggest, no matter what kind of brush we use. Now there's Chiz, the revolutionary toothbrush.
I'm sorry, hold
on.
No.
I don't think we can say that.
I don't think we can say that on the air.
Chiz.
Spell it.
C-H-I-Z-Z. Chiz.
No. Don't call it that.
The Chiz toothbrush.
No, sir.
Now there's Chiz. The revolutionary toothbrush fits your mouth perfectly and covers every one of your teeth.
Chiz is very easy to use.
No. I mean,
I come.
Is he still saying CH?
It's Chiz. Yes.
Chiz. Is very easy to use.
Absolutely. Yes. Okay. Right, Allie?
Pop into your mouth and
Okay. Make
down slightly.
Oh my God!
I'm sorry, I stopped it at the wrong time. I want to hear that whole phrase.
Pop into your mouth and bite down slightly.
No
one wants that. I've been told my whole adult life, don't bite. Is that wrong?
No, you're right.
Okay.
All right. Here's some more.
And it will automatically start brushing your teeth for 30 seconds. Chiz helps you brush your teeth automatically and correctly. Your teeth will feel clean and fresh every day and night. After using Chiz.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Chiz.
I don't think my mouth is fresh.
It's going to be minty fresh.
I feel like that's code.
So
Bean?
Hold on. Let me describe the product. The product is basically a mouthpiece with bristles around it. So you put the toothpaste in this mouthpiece with the bristles, and you put it in your mouth. It has a little motor with the bristles motorized, and then it brushes your teeth for 30 seconds.
Come on.
Okay, do we need this?
Absolutely not.
What's the name of it?
It's Chiz.
After using Chiz.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm way out. Sorry.
Just based on the... And by the way, you can brush your teeth just fine like you've
done
this once.
How lazy are you? You can't actually use your hand to brush.
You know what I don't need?
Chiz.
So I'm out.
You know what? I'm in because I need the Chiz, man.
Oh.
I mean, the maker of that... The toothbrush has to know that the word chiz, C-H-I-Z-Z, sounds like another word, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has to know that.
Yeah, I don't get it how it got that far with that name.
Chiz.
I get it. Hey, it's 6:55 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Stand by for your chance to win tickets for Aftershock, the festival in Sacramento. Talking about Incubus and Deftones, 311, Alice in Chains, System of a Down, and more. We got them for you every day this week on the Kevin and Bean Show, coming up just before 9 a.m. Today, we're going to be looking for Incubus fans in particular. So if that's you, please stay with us. Allie, what's happening this Wednesday morning?
Guys, I've gone down a rabbit hole.
Uh-oh.
I'm not sure I want to talk. I should talk about it.
Okay.
Just so I'm not alone.
Okay.
It all started when I read that a distillery in New Hampshire has unveiled a bourbon that tastes like animal.
Tastes like animal.
Tamworth Distilling says their new Eau de Musk is flavored by a beaver's castor glands.
Well, now hold on. Not every man likes a big beaver.
Okay. The gland secretion called castoreum, quote, exhibits bright and fruit qualities and rich leathery notes along with a creamy vanilla aroma. Apparently it's recognized as safe by the FDA, so that's fine. But then I thought, well, what these glands,
why would you ask that question, and why would you follow up and find out?
Well, then I started reading all about their glands and where they are and the brown slime that it secretes. However, according to Joanne Crawford, she's a wildlife ecologist, she told National Geographic that, quote, she loves putting her nose down there and breathing it all in. People think I'm nuts, and I tell them, oh, but it's beavers. It smells really good.
There's
apparently...
We're here to talk about beaver.
All right, where is it?
Apparently,
And does it involve
Chiz?
No, it's just a short little bit away from their anal glands. But these are like sacks that
Okay,
right?
What's the drink?
Nice beaver.
What's this?
It's called Eau de Musk.
No, but what type of alcohol is it?
It's bourbon.
Okay, and there's something wrong with bourbon now?
Well, no. Maybe you just want a little beaver
butt. Add some ass juice in there? I mean, come on. What's happening?
Are you slightly curious as to what a beaver's butt smells like now?
No!
A little bit, though?
No.
I mean, Joanne seems to think it's delightful.
Fantastic. I hope she's happy.
Oh, you have a boy who plays with beaver, huh?
Just saying, why would they... What?
I'm not
What's happening up there?
I don't need that.
No?
No.
All right. Good news if you are a man named Reggie Bush. Remember Reggie Bush, football player?
I do.
Did he bring shame upon the University of Southern California?
Not again. He was playing for the 49ers. Remember when he was pushed out of bounds during a game in 2015? And he slipped on what is now being dubbed the concrete ring of death. It's about 35 feet and 11 meters behind the 49ers bench. It was a season-ending left knee injury. He went on, to Buffalo for a bit and then retired. But the lawsuit contends that that injury undermined his earnings as a player basically for the rest of his career. He was done.
He's also not the only one that has claimed that has gotten injured on that.
Right. The jury found the Rams 100% liable for Bush's injury, ordered the team to pay $4.95 million in compensatory damages and $7.5 million in punitive damages.
Wow.
That's almost $13 million bucks right there for you.
All right.
Reggie. So sure, your career is over, and who knows if other injuries were, a problem before you slid on the, what was it, concrete ring of death? Good Lord. So that's good news for Reggie.
Hmm.
Maybe he could donate some to USC. Fight on.
Right?
I just did the little two fingers up thing, too. For those of you at home, went to USC. Some birthdays for you. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, they're twins, so it's both of their birthdays
today.
Oh,
that's how it works.
Mm-hmm, how it works. Tim Allen, Steve-O, Kat Dennings, Rivers Cuomo, and Chris Evans. And that's what's happening.
Tell Ashley Escada how disappointed I am in her, Kevin, if you would. I'm not really speaking with her right now.
You're disappointed with her? Okay.
Yes.
Ashley?
Hello.
Good morning. Bean's very disappointed with you, and he's not really speaking to you right now.
You know what, guys? I'm sorry. I could not bring the flamethrower to the studio.
That's all I was living for, was to see you come in here with that flamethrower.
Is that why you're on the phone?
Sorry.
Yeah, I feel need to then lock her out of the studio and say, you can't even come in, and just make her do this via phone.
I mean, I did tweet her, no flamethrower, no peace.
And I tweeted her that I strongly object to Kevin's no flamethrower policy. You better come down here with the flamethrower. What happened, Ashley? Why aren't you in the studio with us?
Oh, my God, because E3 is trying to kill me. I'm just like every year.
Yeah, that's true.
Face off, it's a battle to the death, and I usually win for one more year. This year, I'm not so sure.
This is one of the busiest weeks of the year for you guys down at CNET, and you have been doing lots and lots and lots of coverage. Now, refresh my memory. For the longest time, E3 was an industry-only event, and it wasn't that long ago that they made it available for public tickets to be sold, too, right?
Yeah, last year they opened up a very small amount of tickets to the public, and this year it's quite a bit more tickets. So they're kind of realizing, oh, hey, like, this actually works out pretty good. And I have a feeling we may see the show expand next year to maybe another day or two.
Is that right?
Because the lines are really crazy. I mean, for Smash Brothers Ultimate, I am pretty sure that within the first hour of the show, it's done. Like, the line is closed.
Oh, really? Wow.
People are just waiting 6-7 hours to be able to just play, 15 minutes of Super Smash Brothers.
Do they have to carry them out? Do they have to drag them out? So you have to quit. We have a line.
I mean, well, they have like a little short demo, and then they're like, thank you very much for playing. Okay, everybody, let's go. Like, usually they lure them away from it with swag, right? So it's like, oh, we have a pin for you or something. And then they go, ooh, shiny, and then they run away.
So Ashley, as knowledgeable as you are about video games is how ignorant I am of them. But I could not get away from headlines about how crazy excited people were about the announcement about this Super Smash Brothers Ultimate game. It's like every character you've ever loved in the Mario universe all in one game, right?
Yeah, it was a super crazy announcement. I was co-casting the Splatoon 2 World Championship yesterday, and so I was there at the Nintendo Theater, the theater they had rented at the Belasco, while they did the direct. So I was with all of the pro players, and they were just losing their minds, like screaming. There were some characters they announced that they would boo them because they're like classically like hated. It's like, so the pro community like was so excited to see every single previous character from from any Smash game is now in this new Smash Brothers Ultimate, including even like Solid Snake from Metal Gear Solid, which I honestly thought we would never see again in a Smash game. and some old favorites, and then some new favorites. So Splatoon 2, the game that I did some casting for yesterday, Super Smash Brothers now has Inklings in it from Splatoon, which is pretty cool.
And what's the lead time when they make that announcement yesterday? How long from this week until when people can buy it for their own houses?
Well, so a few games, a lot of people announced games like Fortnite was like, hey, we're gonna come to Nintendo Switch, and that's available today. So, some of the games, they'll say, like, it's available right now. So Unravel 2 was another game that they said. I love the surprise launch. That's, like, one of my favorite types of announcements at E3. So Unravel 2 also was like, oh, hey, and P.S., you're going to be able to play it, like, today. Like, right after this is over, we're gonna
cool.
launch it.
So what's the timeline on Smash Brothers? Yeah.
December 7th. So
man, get us all excited.
I know. It's like 6 months away. But the one big thing is that a lot of times I have seen shorter announcement time. So a lot of times, a few years back, like, people would announce games, and then it would be, 2 years before you would see the game come out. So now we're seeing these sort of, like, bigger secrecy holds, like Fallout 76, where they say, we're just now telling you about this game, we've never told you about it before, and it's coming out later this year.
But didn't the fans already pretty much guess everything about that? Fallout 76?
Fallout 76, I think, yes and no. So I think a lot of people were hoping that there would be some sort of online multiplayer element, but I don't think a lot of people realized that was going to be the game. Like, they thought maybe there would be a mode or some sort of something that would allow them to, and Battle Royale is like a really big thing this year. So if you're playing a Battle Royale drinking game at E3, you're definitely dead at this point. With Fallout 76, I think a lot of people were saying, I really want an online element of some kind, but didn't realize that Bethesda would actually make it the entire game. Like, you are all Vault Dwellers, and that it would be played on sort of like servers with dozens of people on them. So you're not going to be in a big MMORPG Fallout where you're going to have thousands of people crowding one spawn location for a dude, which can be very frustrating. It's just you're all hunting each other.
Nice. This is the voice of our friend Ashley Escada on the phone, senior editor at CNET, talking about the E3 Expo, which is going on right now through the Los Angeles Convention Center. You mentioned Fortnite. This is obviously one of the most popular games in the world right now, and this is a never-ending game. Is that a thing that we're seeing more and more of in the gaming world, Ashley?
I think the Battle Royale thing is really hot right now. That's the new game mode, the new game type. I mean, that's the one that we're seeing kind of the most new stuff come from. Like, it feels that in, like, the post-apocalyptic wasteland, which I don't know if that speaks to our psychological state of mind.
Right. Sure. Well, that's just a game about our future in 6 months.
The future. Yeah, of course. Those two things are, like, really big this year. And so with Fortnite, I think there's a couple of reasons it is sort of skyrocketed into the stratosphere in terms of popularity. One is this sort of cross-platform or play across almost every device. Unfortunately, the Switch is kind of locked out playing against PlayStation 4 because Sony isn't playing very nice with other consoles for online multiplayer. But Fortnite is inherently replayable, right? So it's the same experience that you get every single time. It's why shooters are so popular, right? So sure. Overwatch is a really good example. It's an experience you can play over and over and over again. But with Fortnite, you can get, you can personalize a little bit, right? So instead of having these characters in Overwatch that are, really specific to the lore and they have their own stories and everything, like, you put yourself into the story and, like, that's your character. You can dress them up. You can, make them look wacky, you can have them dance like a chicken and all that stuff. And it's free. That's the other thing. It's free to play. And so that's a really big one that sure. kind of makes this game so popular. I will say Fortnite, they had a pro-am yesterday, and they filled up almost an entire stadium,
yeah.
which is absolutely bananas for a game that's been out less than a year.
Are you doing stream economy from down there?
Tomorrow? In fact, I have today at 1 o'clock. I have a friend of Kevin and Bean, Ron Funches, coming to the stage.
Love.
So that should be fun. And then Will Wheaton will be there, and
love.
Also Patrick Rash, who's a gamer that is in the LGBTQ community. He's going to be coming by, and we're all going to be talking about which games to buy or sell. So Shroom Economy is just a show about buying and selling things, fan investments, your feelings, your emotions. And so we have a lot of fun with that, and I think it'll be great to go through all these games with these with this really great panel.
Oh, that's fun.
And decide whether or not you should waste your time with them or not.
CNET.com for all the E3 coverage and Ashley's work there. All right. When are you coming down? When do you have a day you can come down and bring the flamethrower?
I promise you once E3 is over, I'll come bring it by.
So maybe next week or something.
Look, I've been begging Elon to make me a flamethrower mount for my Model 3. So I'm like, hey, listen, you should totally make a mount for this so I can, like, put it on my car, drive around.
I like that you're talking to Elon.
I do, too. This is Ashley's life now, you
guys. What's happening?
Seriously. I love her so much.
Stay alive, Ashley.
All right. On Twitter, at her name, Ashley Escada, and CNET.com, and look for all the coverage that she's doing. Thank you for jumping in. We know you're very, very busy. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Bye. A lot of people get confused as to who's Kevin and who's Bean, even after all these years we've been doing this show. But let me give you a perfect example that it's going to demonstrate who's who.
Right.
So we come in on the air this morning, and I am weeping tears of gratitude that the NPR raccoon is okay. That the little raccoon that climbed the side of an office building in downtown St. Paul, Minnesota yesterday is okay. Kevin's first words out of his mouth were, why didn't they just get a sharpshooter to take him down? That's the difference
raccoons,
between Kevin and me.
Raccoons suck. They destroyed our grass. They've destroyed our garden. They destroy your shingles on your roof. They tip over trash cans. They're horrible, horrible animals.
So maybe you don't have a lot of affection for the raccoons that are going through the trash cans in your driveway. But when you
saw the good ones somewhere, Bean?
When you saw this story trending yesterday about this little raccoon that was stuck on the side of a building all day long, tell me you wished ill of that animal.
I did.
No.
I'm perfectly fine with that.
You wanted him to make it.
The worst.
You would not have
They've
been
got
happy.
Nothing but disease.
If this little raccoon had fallen from the 20th floor and the little kids in horror would have been standing around watching him hit the sidewalk, you would not have been happy.
All right, look. I wouldn't have watched that. I would have been happy that it happened.
Oh, no.
Because raccoons suck.
Here's the story for folks who don't know. This was posted late in the day yesterday before the thrilling conclusion where the raccoon is fine, by the way, and has been captured. This is a reporter for Minnesota Public Radio whose offices are on the same block as this office building in downtown St. Paul that the raccoon for some reason started climbing up.
This actually started yesterday, and we noticed on the side of the building there's a little niche there, and there was a raccoon curled up there yesterday. We were very worried about him. He didn't move very much, and it looked like he might not be able to get down, and there's no food or water or anything up there, so we kind of worried about him. So we started calling
him. Got a pellet gun.
We talked to St. Paul's Animal Control. We talked to the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center. We talked to the maintenance folks over at the building over here. No one really knew what to do. We haven't seen a raccoon clinging to the side of a building before. At any rate, sometime earlier, about mid-morning here, the maintenance folks came out and tried to build a little scaffolding up to the raccoon to help him get down. They screwed together a bunch of 2x4s and put a little platform on the end so he could get down. He bolted.
Yeah.
He took off across the side of the building while we were watching.
So they,
humans risking their lives.
Mm-hmm. They weren't risking their lives
for this stupid little animal. And it was like, nope, I'm out.
They built a ladder, Kevin. When the raccoon was just at the first floor level and couldn't get down, they built a ladder and then put it up to him, hoping that he would get on it and go back down to the ground.
Do they not know anything about raccoons?
Well, I'm sure the raccoon is afraid of people. I'm sure the raccoon was
raccoons are not afraid of people. I got news for you.
Yeah, raccoons are by and large dicks.
They're dicks.
Yeah.
Wow. That's the one that stood there when I threw a 2x4 at it. Just stood there, just like, yeah, and?
Dave, yeah. Dave, our producer, the King of Mexico, in studio with us. When did you get captured by the live stream or and the live coverage of the raccoon on the building yesterday?
I was heading to the Fortnite party for E3, and I was just checking Twitter, and I see that it's trending, and I look at it, and I see this picture of a raccoon scaling the wall. It wasn't even like in the window seals. It was actually on the building.
Climbing the outside of the building like freaking Spider-Man.
And I was like, this dude's a boss. And they're like, oh, it's on the 25th floor. I was like, holy crap, that's high. I do not want to see it die.
I don't either. I want it to die, but I don't want to see it.
I don't understand how the raccoon is able to crawl up the side of a building.
Because he's
a
boss. I don't know what you're doing with your life that you can spend all that time following the story of a raccoon climbing up a building.
Okay, but let me put it in other terms, Kevin.
Okay.
I don't know how you can turn away from an animal in jeopardy and not be concerned about his well-being and not know how.
Right. Yeah, it's not just a dog. It's not any animal we like.
No, you don't want him to fall to his death, though.
It's an asshole animal.
You want him to be okay. All right,
I've already said I don't.
Let's find out. I refuse to accept that. Let's find out what happened next.
Little did we know he could run across the side of the building. He got to the corner of Cedar and 7th Street and then crawled up the corner of the building and up to the roof. Well, it's a little heartbreaking because now he's beyond anyone's help. Of course, I came back a little while later, and I noticed he was on the 7th floor of the skyscraper. And while I watched, he went floor by floor by floor. He's been perched up there on a ledge on the, looks like the 20th floor above the roof on this office tower in downtown St. Paul.
Now, Dave, at some point you were following it, and he turned around and made it look like he had given up on his ascent to the top of the building and was going to head back down to the ground.
Yeah,
right?
And that got me even more worried about him because he could have easily slipped and fell and then fell to his death. But Kevin,
I thought you said he was a boss.
He was a boss. He was a boss climbing up.
I want the guy telling the story to fall off the building, too. Holy crap, is he dull.
But, Kevin, not only did we concern ourselves with this raccoon, Twitter was on fire yesterday.
Okay,
with
good.
If, you know, the raccoon is America. We're all hoping and we're on the ledge. Hey, Wendy's, if the...
America's a dick. That's what you're saying.
If the raccoon makes it up, do we all get free nugs? Like, come on.
I will say, some of the pictures from inside the building, looking out at the raccoon, on the ledge right in front of him, you did feel for the raccoon when you saw him.
Stranded.
It's cute. That's its strength.
Well, here, did you see Jake Tapper from CNN's tweet?
Yes, what did Jake say?
He said, I love the story of the raccoon, so I'm going to shut it out of my brain. The fact that raccoons are nasty and evil beasts and not at all what we want them to be.
That's the point.
He then got so much blowback, he then said, got some raccoon denialists in my mentions. Folks, they're not cuddly. They want to rip your face off.
Correct.
So true.
That's my boy.
Let me play some of the coverage.
Not the same guy, though.
No. Okay. This is people on the street, Kevin,
okay,
who are standing there, standing around this building all day long waiting to see what happens to the raccoon. And Dave's right. This raccoon is America.
Oh, God. I'm really nervous for him.
He's looking at us.
June 12th will go down as the day. Downtown St. Paul is no longer just defined by its people.
Oh, there it is. Okay, you can see it moving.
But all the species that call it home.
I'm pretty nervous about it.
Also, I didn't know there were raccoons in downtown St. Paul for one.
It's kind of the story of the day.
Move over Donald Trump. Poor little guy. The creature with the face of a bandit now headlines NPR's news ticker.
We were kind of worried about it, wondered. Didn't have any food, didn't have any water.
It began Monday when NPR employees noticed a raccoon scamper above the street, stranded on a ledge.
We already were
when a
told
tried
the story.
To lift it to safety.
He headed straight for the office tower
right.
And started going up. And he's been climbing up a floor at a time all day.
His death-defying act bringing social media to new heights.
By the way, death-defying act, Kevin. Again, how are you not impressed? You couldn't do what this raccoon did.
I agreed. I also don't give people diseases and try to rip their faces off.
Okay.
I don't try to rip their faces off, Bean.
Did it just get a Twitter account like for itself?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Now the NPR raccoon hashtag is trending worldwide.
Every once in a while, either his tail or his arm kind of hangs off the edge.
Oh, exciting.
He looks all cute.
Every inch of bravery uplifting the internet.
They're my favorite animal, actually. I would be legitimately devastated if it fell.
By the way,
she needs to fall off the building too.
Every inch of bravery, by the way, Kevin. This raccoon is the hero we need. He's not the hero that you deserve, though. I'll tell you that.
Hey.
I don't think so. 106.7 KROQ is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:39.
World Cup starts tomorrow, you guys.
Love it. 80 games. Who's with me? 80 games.
I'm not going to watch them all.
80 games.
How many weeks?
It's a month.
Wow. Basically a month, mid-June through mid-July.
It starts tomorrow. During our show with Russia, the host nation, versus Saudi Arabia.
Could be the two worst teams in the tournament.
Right.
What a crap fest that's going
to
be.
Which is hilarious to hear you say that because the United States wasn't even good enough to get in past those crappy teams. All Russia gets an automatic in because they're the host country. But the U.S., to the surprise of many, Kevin, maybe not you. You kind of were not surprised when the U.S. did not make the field of 32.
I mean,
right?
It really took a valiant effort at the end.
to not make it?
Yes. It really took everything we had to try to not even tie a team that we should tie.
Oh, wow.
It was all ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, But the U.S. is not the only team that didn't qualify. I mean, Italy's not there, which is weird. The Netherlands is not there, which is weird.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
and
not
Iceland
everybody
is,
qualified.
Which is weird.
Right.
All right. So there are two things that are going on here. One is we need to deal with it. Maybe we'll do this tomorrow. Since the United States is not playing in the World Cup this year, who are you going for? Who are you rooting for? How are you deciding what team to root for? That's thing one. Thing two is... Beer Mug, you went out last night for another edition of Cheers with Beer Mug.
I did. I rolled up out of bed, threw on my sweatpants, and went to my local watering hole.
And wow, it sounds pretty romantic.
It's classy.
So what we're doing is we're stealing Lie Witness News from Jimmy.
Okay.
We're borrowing it.
Okay, that's fine too then.
Beer Mug, he wants to go where everybody knows his name.
Yeah.
Asking questions with no shame.
What are you?
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came.
Oh!
Beer Mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
Wow.
That's a good point. So, Mug, you went to the bar.
Went to the bar, and I wanted to borrow, like you said, the Lie Witness News from the Jimmy Kimmel Live show and see if people are really paying attention and ask him if they're excited to see America compete in the World Cup.
Are you excited for World Cup?
I don't know what that is.
John, do you have World Cup fever?
No, not really. The only cup I ever dealt with was the Little League. They made you wear it, I swear. Oh. Right? And it was so small.
I'm here with Esther. Esther, do you have World Cup fever?
I do not.
Why is that?
It's just like the Olympics for me.
You just don't care?
I don't.
So I'll just refer back to the time where I interviewed you about the Olympics. Will you at least root for America?
Yeah.
All right, I'm here with Ross. Ross, do you have world fever?
Soccer. WWF all day long.
Come here, LJ, you son of a bitch. How do you think America's going to do this year, the World Cup, LJ?
For America, I feel like I'm going to be rude, but I have very low hopes for them. Mm. I have no hopes for them.
Mm. Why is that?
They're never really good at soccer. I don't want to be rude, but...
He's not wrong.
Everyone knows it's true.
You don't think they're at least going to move on to, like, the semifinals?
I mean, they might be able to. I don't know. But everybody knows that I'm right. They just don't want to say it because they're afraid to.
Monty, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Listen, I got to tell everybody real quick what just happened before I turned the microphone on, and I started taking a sip of my beer without toasting Monty, and, well, never do that around Monty.
No, it's all good, man. You got that one raw. You're a badass, man. You're a badass.
Thank you, Monty. I learned from the best. I learned from the man sitting.
You are the best.
I learned from the man sitting directly to my left, and that is you,
get
sir.
Get out of here. You're the best, man. Get out of here.
Listen, Monty, I got to ask you a couple things.
Yes, sir.
Number one, how is your beer tasting?
Fantastic.
Number two, do you have World Cup fever?
Do I have what?
Do you have World Cup fever?
110%.
Who are you going to root for?
America. I think we deserve to win. I think we've given a lot of chances. I think this is our year.
What players do you like for the U.S.?
I have not been following it. I don't know what members we have on our team. But I will say, I think the time has come for America to win. Win, win. USA!
USA! USA! USA!
I love you! I love you too, Monty.
I love you three.
That was the strangest little chant I've ever heard.
I feel so much better about America's chances in the World Cup now after that, though.
Well done, Mo.
25 hours from right now, give or take a couple of minutes, the T-shirts are going on sale, you guys. Our latest limited edition Kevin and Bean T-shirt with the billboard artwork from our friend Ali Siegel is going to be available for just 24 hours from tomorrow at 10 a.m. until Friday at 10 a.m. for just $19.99 plus tax. Go to krock.com for all the details to see pictures of the shirt. Some of the proceeds will benefit Kevin's charity, friendsandhelpers.org. So it's a good cause and a great T-shirt just in time for the summer, and I love it so much. I think it's my favorite T-shirt of all the ones we've
got. Agreed.
Because I love Ali's artwork so much. So don't forget, don't miss this because it's limited edition, 24 hours only, starting tomorrow at 10. KRock.com to buy yours. All right, Ali, Brad Williams is here. He'll be joining us in studio after the top of the hour. What's going on with you?
Remember on Monday when I said Paul McCartney and James Corden were spotted together in Liverpool?
Yes.
They were filming something in a pub and everyone was like, oh my God, maybe they're going to do carpool karaoke. Well, the Late Late Show has just tweeted, it's happening. Carpool Karaoke with Paul McCartney premieres next week during our four nights in London.
Wow.
All right. I mean, what a huge, huge, huge get. It's Paul McCartney, you guys.
I mean, it's hard to get bigger than Paul McCartney.
He was a Beatle.
What?
Yeah, I see. You gotta walk heaven through this stuff.
I didn't realize that.
So James Corden retweeted that and said, I can't wait for you all to see this. It was a day that will live with me forever. Oh my God. Do you think that he'll totally like sing along and harmonize?
Like he does on every other one?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Do you think they'll pull over and Paul McCartney will get out and they'll have a fist fight on the lawn like
and
the Chili Peppers?
Like Anthony? No, I doubt that'll happen.
All right, well, no. We'll watch anyway.
And when the Beatles arrived in America,
right,
really changed our lives.
Right.
I mean, look. We grew hair when the Beatles were on television.
Sure, we were
all started bands.
Right.
Started dressing cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of
before all that happened, it was news about the Beatles.
Right.
It was John F. Kennedy was really put everybody in a sad position.
Really did. What a
dick.
And
then the Beatles arrived and sort of changed everybody's lives.
Right.
I wasn't alive back then, but
no.
I know that when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, he really did put a lot of people in a bad spot.
He did.
And I do know that, but right after that, when the Beatles came, people grew hair.
Correct.
That's and right. started bands. So
right. I think he's spot on.
I think he's right about all of that.
How about that?
Hey, absolutely.
The Beatles invented us. Let's just put it that way.
The Beatles invented us?
Mm-hmm. Us, like Americans?
I think that's what he's saying, yeah.
Okay. I'm not positive that tracks.
Huh.
That was a band from some time ago called The Beatles.
Sure was.
Right.
And it had Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr in it.
Right.
Who are still performing around. And of course, John is no longer with us, and neither is George. The Beatles.
Yeah, it's kind of sad when you put it like that.
Yeah.
But
John really put us in a bad
He also did.
True. Yeah. I just hope that he didn't at any point just, you know, dive out of the car, James Corden, like in the middle of Paul McCartney talking.
Why would he do that?
That would be weird. I don't know. It's like if you were to have an interview with him and then you hang
Come
up on him,
on.
It would be similar to that.
That's the setup?
It is. I was reaching.
I don't know if we'll ever have a chance to do this again, Sir Paul, but thank you so much for the time. It's a real honor to have you on the program today.
That's a really nice interview. So I hope to see you at the gig.
Absolutely, sir. Thanks for the call.
Let's make it a day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you guys. Bye.
Oops.
You hung up on Paul McCartney.
Well, he was saying goodbye.
He was. I mean, in my defense, he was.
You have no idea what he was saying.
He was saying goodbye.
He was, buy stock in this. It's a great tip. I mean, there were so many things he
He's
could
known
have
for
said.
His great tips on stocks.
Right at the end of a conversation, he just likes to get a little nugget in there. Oh, goodness gracious. All right.
Hey, how about the Beatles?
Right.
How about them? When we come back, let's talk a little more about Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Or as you like to call her, what is it, Kevin?
Ariana Grande?
Yeah. Let's talk about her engagement ring and when it was purchased.
Okay.
And for how much.
They're still together, right?
They are. They okay. are. 1 month strong. Way to go, kids. Let's talk about that in a little bit. Some birthdays for you. Actor Chris Evans, actor Tim Allen, actresses Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, comedian Steve-O, actress Kat Dennings, and Weezer singer Rivers Cuomo. And that's what's happening.
Brad Williams is here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I am.
And I'm sorry to tell you that we're so excited about your dog.
We are. We love Diego.
Maybe more than you.
Brad, I have a question for you, son. And that is, and I love pit bulls. We were just talking about them yesterday. I think they're one of the most misunderstood breeds in the world. They're the sweetest dogs, and I'm so happy that you got a pit bull.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I needed something to carry me up the stairs every night to go to bed. So
right. Well,
yeah.
But this is my question. You're a tiny little person.
I am
Person McNugget. You got a dog that really could take you, a dog that is as big as you that could take you. Was there any thought based on your size of maybe getting like a little chihuahua or something like that that's a little more manageable?
To be fair, an angry pug could probably take me out.
That's true, too.
True.
I mean, if you get, like, I've been around, Michelle Beadle has two pugs. They kind of ganged up on me one time.
Well, Leroy Jenkins is not a normal dog.
Yeah. That's his name.
His name.
Leroy Jenkins. Anyway. It wasn't my choice to get the dog.
It's a strong, powerful dog.
I was in Houston, Texas doing shows.
Oh, I see.
And then...
Surprise!
Yeah, I get a FaceTime call from the wife, and she goes, I did something. And that's never followed up with, like, the camera panning over, and there's 9 naked women on the bed, like, and these are waiting for you when you get back. That's never followed by that.
Do you expect that?
Never.
Or just hope for it. I mean,
but a boy can dream. Come
on, sure. Yeah. So I hear, I did something, and the camera pans over, and it's this pit bull Diego, and I know about the stigmas about pit bulls. I've been around them. I know they're amazing dogs, so I'm not worried about that.
Right.
I'm more worried about the fact that for 4 days I was out of town and something was sleeping in the same bed as my wife, and it had a larger penis than me.
Well,
oh,
yeah.
That because I've seen when the lipstick comes out.
Okay.
It's horrific. It's absurd.
I don't think my
dog is insane.
We get okay. it.
I withdraw the question. I'm sorry. That was bad. That was
it's
my
on you,
bad.
Bean.
Hey, we got a couple things we need to handle with you here today. First of all, Brad is in town this coming weekend. You can see him at the Brea Improv doing 5 big shows Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. BreaImprov.com. That's going to be fun. The other thing, though, is new, and you tell me about it, because this is new information for me. The K-Rox No Limit Comedy Night with Brad Williams is a new thing that we're starting up. What's it all about?
Well, once a month, K-Rox has decided, and they've partnered with the Hollywood Park Casino, and they have decided to give me a comedy night once a month, and the first one is going to be Wednesday, June 20th. Is that correct?
That's a week from today.
That is correct, yes.
Week from today at the Hollywood Park Casino, and I get to set the lineup, which is really fun.
So you invite the comedians?
Yeah. You're curating this every single time?
Yep. It's going to be once a month. And the first one, the lineup is, and I'm always going to have some big name headliners, and then I'm going to have some comics that I want people to know, that I want people to discover. So, also, for all the people that are listening that always tweet out, like, oh, man, Brad just does dwarf jokes the entire time. I'm on for 5 minutes.
You're just the host.
Yeah, and then I... And
but
then,
5 minutes of dwarf jokes.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
The best dwarf jokes.
So to make sure what to expect.
It's me. It's one of my opening acts. His name is J.B. Ball. He just moved out here from Florida. He's a brilliant comic. He's already got a lot of agencies talking about him, so I want to... introduce him to people. You have Kate Quigley, who hosted the AVN Awards. And,
that's a specialty.
She's easy on the eyes, but hilarious. Follow her on Twitter, Kate Q Funny. She does some of the funniest tweets. She's awesome. And then we got the big names. Then we got Brian Callen.
Hello.
Destroyed it. April Foolishness.
Really?
In my opinion, set of the night. So you got Brian Callen and then Garfunkel and Oates.
They're fun.
Yeah.
That's a great first night.
Yeah. So we get Garfunkel and Oates, some music, some comedy, like literally something for everyone. Mm-hmm. We got a little bit of everything. So yeah, that's going to be June 20th. Hollywood Park Casino, so you can come out on a Wednesday, and tickets are just $30, and that includes your first drink. So all you right. could pay $30. That's your drink. So you don't have to worry about, like, if a casino upcharges you on the alcohol.
Yeah. Here's the website, by the way. It's PlayHPC, which is Hollywood Park Casino. PlayHPC.com. Tickets are on sale now, Brad, for just $30?
Yeah.
And
right
that's
now.
A week from tonight, Wednesday, June 20th, at the Hollywood Park Casino. And this is going to be the first of the K-Rock No Limit Comedy Night, and you're going to be doing them about once a month after this.
Yeah, and then after the show, I'm going to stick around and play poker with you. And,
nice.
I don't know if you know this, dwarves cannot play poker. I am not a good poker player.
I did not know that was a thing.
I have a large head, a large face. I can't bluff. Everything is just written right on my face.
I see.
If you sit at my table, you will take my money. Also, very small arms. So when, like, I'm reaching to get my chips or my cards, you see my cards. You're not, like, because I have to jump on the table to get the chips. It's not going to be good.
And then run.
Yeah.
Run.
And then scurry.
Right.
So yeah, it's gonna be great. Play poker with me. Take my money, and you always know that dwarves have gold. It's one of our things. And see a great night of comedy. And if you're out in the Orange County area and you're like, that's too far to go to Hollywood Park Casino, see me this weekend at the brand new Brea Improv. They just opened up a new club. They completely redid it. It's 500 seats. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We got to move some tickets, you guys.
We got to move, guys.
Move some tickets.
Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, and one Sunday.
One Sunday for the Father's Day show. So if you want to have a great time out with your dad, what's better than bonding over dwarves telling jokes about dog penises? That's pretty great.
I've had that for years. Yeah.
I mean, that's a given.
Yeah,
that's what I said on the Father's Day card I bought this year for Chase.
Yeah.
All right, listen, Brad, I'm glad you're here. And just to go back real quickly to the conversation about you and your dog, we're going to do a segment coming up next that we need your help with.
Oh, okay.
About people who have been attacked by animals.
Oh, I have a story.
Other than dogs and cats.
Darn.
Because dogs and cats, they commonly attack people
yeah.
because you're around them all the time.
I had a full-on UFC fight with a Dalmatian.
When we were hatching this idea yesterday, I said, oh, I'm so glad Brad's coming in tomorrow because I'm certain that like an eagle has tried to pick him up or something like that, right? Like I imagine you've got to really be afraid of something swooping down and just pick it up and fly it away with you.
There was a real ornery hamster one time. Man.
So let's do that. Let's open up the phones. 1-800-520-1067. If you've ever been attacked by an animal other than a dog or a cat, we want to hear from you. And we'll refresh your memory as to why we're doing this topic today, because the guy who got bit by the rattlesnake head that was in the news this week. I don't know if you saw this, Brad. We got to tell you about this. It's crazy.
I saw it. The thing was already decapitated, right?
Yes.
And with one last breath.
Yes.
I quoted a Creed song just there. with one last breath, the thing just lunged up and bit him.
Isn't that insane?
That's an amazing story.
That's just God telling you, hey, I'm trying to take you out.
So 1-800-520-1067. You were attacked by an animal other than a dog and a cat. And we'll discuss more with our friend Brad Williams next on K-Rock. Our friend Brad Williams in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show, BradWilliamsComedy.com, playing the Brea Improv, the new Brea Improv this weekend. Tickets on sale now. And by the way, at the end of our segment, Brad, whenever we say goodbye, we'll give away some tickets to your fans for that show as well. In the meantime, though.
The Brea Improv show or the...
No, we have tickets to the Hollywood Park Casino thing.
Oh, yeah.
Next Wednesday, right.
Yeah, No Limit Comedy Night, June 20th.
Yes, so we'll hook you up with those coming up in a few minutes here on K-Rock. First, though, we are talking about being attacked by animals. If you weren't with us yesterday, you missed this very surprising story out of San Antonio.
Jennifer Sutcliffe and her husband were doing weekend yard work when she spotted a 4-foot rattlesnake. Sutcliffe says her husband quickly took a shovel and severed the head of the reptile. Moments later, he bent down to dispose of the snake, and that's when the snake head bit him.
Okay, so
the snake head.
This is like this is like a horror film where the killer has one last go at it.
Separated from his body.
Bit the dude, put the dude in the hospital. He needed 27 anti-venom shots. He did survive, by the way. But that kind of got us on the topic of being attacked by wild animals because it's happened to lots of people, and we thought we'd squeeze in some phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. Where do you want to start, Kevin? You want to start with Aaron Line 7? Aaron's calling from Valencia with probably the least unlikely animal to ever attack you, I think.
Hey, Aaron.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. You got attacked by an animal that's not a cat or a dog.
I did. I got attacked by a bunny.
Wait, now was this like a Playboy bunny? Did you grab her butt? Like, what happened?
Well, no, but I was about 8 or 9, Yeah. And there were a lot of fires around my house, and my parents needed to leave. So they decided to take their 8 and 9 year old daughters to a vineyard.
Okay.
For a wine tasting for a day, you know, like you do.
Like you do, sure.
And the people that worked there didn't know what to do with an 8 and 9 year old. So they were like, there are bunnies in the back. You can go look at them. But please don't put your finger through the chicken wire. Whatever you do.
So they warned you ahead of time that the bunnies might attack.
Yeah. And you know what? I was like, that seems like a cue for me to break some rules.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Aaron is so punk rock, right?
Yeah, I'm hardcore. I had bright blonde pigtails at the time, and it was just, I was the best. So I ran back there, and I put my finger through the chicken wire. There were like 20 baby bunnies out in the chicken wire. So I started petting one of them, and at the same time, all 20 of them, their ears went up, and they ran behind the little house.
What kind of situation is happening there?
It's like Monty Python crap right
yeah.
there.
That's an angry rabbit.
I was like, what? Okay. And then the doors to the house that they ran behind flung open, and Mama Bunny came bounding out.
I know you're trying to make it sound terrifying, but
it's still like...
Is this a horror movie that you saw?
Real. This is exactly how it happened.
Like, you sound scared of Mama Bunny. I think Mama Bunny airs on PBS for kids. Like, that's just a good show.
So I thought Mama Bunny wants some loving too, right? She saw Baby Bunny get some love.
None of the bunnies wanted loving. They ran. They ran from you.
They heard their mom calling.
I see.
Okay.
You know. Sure. So I started petting Mama Bunny, and she thought my finger was a carrot, and so she latched down on my finger and would not let go.
Finally, you got what you deserved in this story. Finally, I'm Team Mama Bunny.
I got to say, if you're attacked by Bunny, Aaron, kind of a dick.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it very much. Let's go to line three. Give me some Melanie, Los Angeles. She got attacked by an animal last week, you guys.
Wow. Hey, Melanie.
Hi, guys. Love you guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, so I pull up to my driveway. My kids jump out of the car, and I'm taking a moment just to play with my phone in my car. Those dicks left the car door open. I'm sitting there. A squirrel, I don't know when he got in, jumps on me. I'm eating chips, grabs the chip from my hand. I jump out, freaking the F out. I'm running in circles, trying to close doors. He won't get out. 30 minutes, I kid you not, him not getting out of my car. And every time I try to close the door, he jumps at me.
Oh,
finally,
my God.
Finally, I pulled up, saw, and was like laughing, like, what are you doing? And
you just abandon your car. You just leave your car behind.
Light on fire.
Just buy another one. I mean, seriously, you can't get back into that car
I'm pretty sure law dictates that squirrel's car now. You got carjacked by a squirrel.
By the way, you and I don't know anything about you, Melanie, but I think you and Allie should be friends. She seems like the kind of person who would be sitting in the driveway of her house eating potato chips.
Why are you judging?
Motherhood in the house.
Yeah. All right, you're better than me. Your ovaries work.
Thank you for the call. All right, let's go to line eight. This is going to be Walt in Pasadena. I know you didn't think we could go smaller than a bunny and a squirrel, but let's see who attacked Walt. Hey, Walt.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Thanks for holding on. You got attacked by what?
I'm with my family. We're taking care of the neighbor's pygmy hamster, Pablo. I reach my hand into the cage, and the little guy does what he's supposed to do. He cowers in the back as I'm taking out his water dish. Mm-hmm. And then I guess he got pissed at me and just jumped from across the cage, kind of screaming, yah, yah. On my hands.
He didn't scream.
He didn't scream.
Pablo.
Hamster doesn't scream.
Pablo didn't do a war cry.
Come on. What's wrong with you?
And what's worse, you know, natural reaction. I pull my hand out. I start shaking my hand, screaming like a girl. Poor Pablo now goes flying across the room into the wall. And now Pablo's dead. And Mike is traumatized.
Whoa.
And so goes the life of Pablo.
Wow.
Oh, Allie.
Dare you, Allie. If that would help him anyway.
You know what? I take it back. I like that one, Allie. Thank you.
All right. Do we have time for one more?
Sure.
Let's do one more. Let's do... Why you want to get a...
How about a goose? What do you got?
You got a goose?
Got a goose, yeah.
Let's do a goose.
All right. Anthony in Garden Grove. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
You were attacked by a goose?
Yeah, so I was like 4 or 5 years old. I lived in an apartment complex in Costa Mesa, and my grandma thought it'd be a good idea to take me out and go feed the geese out by the pond. I don't know why this thing attacked me, but all I remember, he was a dick. He chased me around the
whole
pond.
Oh, geese are dicks.
Yeah, that's pretty...
Yeah, that's a fact.
He was totally a jerk. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I was feeding him some bread or something, and he like, took a nip at me, and I think I ran, and so he started following me. Scared the crap out of me.
He's still following you to this day, Anthony.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Well, the funny thing is, every time my dad sees geese fly over the car, he goes, look, a gaggle of geese, and it scares the crap out of me.
Well, I mean, he's doing the right thing.
But. Yeah. I love how almost everyone that describes these animals, they always try to build up the animal bigger than it was. Like,
just and, a
this, and this rabid, angry pygmy hamster.
They try to make it sound like it was a fight for survival.
I feel like at the time they're being attacked, it probably feels that way.
This hamster was 8 inches if it was a foot.
All right. We got to clear the lines, kids. Brad, let's hit it again for folks who weren't with us at the beginning of your segment. You got a cool K-Rock event. This is a first time of something we think that is going to be a regular event down at the Hollywood Park Casino.
Yep.
And it's next Wednesday, June 20th. What is the No Limit Comedy Night all about?
No Limit Comedy Night, Hollywood Park Casino. It's me presenting you, the K-Rock listeners, with some of the best comics around. I'm hand-picking these lineups. We got poker. We got food. We got drinks. We got great comics. You got J.B. Ball, Kate Quigley, Brian Callen, and Garfunkel and Oates.
That's a strong lineup.
Yeah,
right there.
Strong lineup.
Love that.
Tickets for $30. That includes your first drink. So you come in, you already got a drink paid for. It's going to be an amazing night. Wednesday, June 20th, Hollywood Park Casino.
All right. You can buy tickets now at playhbc.com. Get all the details at carrot.com. But we're going to give away 5 pair for you just for listening to Brad on the Kevin and Bean Show here this morning. If you want to call us right now, 1-800-520-1067. If you can make it next Wednesday night, you want to see a great night of comedy. And if you can't make that, be sure to see Brad this weekend. 5 big shows at the Brea Improv. Those tickets are on sale now too. BreaImprov.com.
I got one more plug.
Sure.
This week on the About Last Night podcast, Oscar winner Sandra Bullock.
Yeah. How did that happen?
Adam Ray starred with her in The Heat.
Okay.
So, I love The Heat.
Yeah, so please isolate that audio. So, yeah, listen to that. See me this weekend, and I'll see you guys Wednesday at the Hollywood Park Casino.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you, Brad.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:55.
How about a trip to Sacramento, you guys?
Right?
The Aftershock Festival is happening in mid-October. It's a great lineup. We're talking about a K-Rock party bus up to Sacramento. We're talking about putting you up for 3 nights at the Embassy Suite Sacramento Hotel. You get to see System of a Down, Incubus, Deftones, 311, Alice in Chains, and so much more. What are we looking for this time around, Kevin?
We are looking for Incubus fans. If you're an Incubus fan, this is going to be Incubus-centric, the game, so that will help if you are a fan of that band.
All right, if you know Incubus and their music, you can call us right now, 1-800-520-1067. We will give you a chance to earn your tickets coming up right after 9. In the meantime, Allie's here with what's happening on this Wednesday.
Well, what's happening is the film Avengers Infinity War. It was announced yesterday by Disney that they've now taken in more than $2 billion from around the world in the last 48 days.
That's insane.
That's insanity. Good Lord.
48 days.
Yes. Only 3 other films have made it that far. Avatar, Titanic, and Star Wars The Force Awakens. But 48 days.
That's crazy.
That is some madness. That's all I'm saying. How about a new buddy team? Not really buddy cop, but buddy action team.
Okay.
Can I interest you in John Cena and Jackie Chan?
Yes.
Jackie Chan.
Yes, I would say so.
I am in as well. The Hollywood Reporter says that Cena will be replacing Sylvester Stallone in a film about a private security contractor that's played by Jackie Chan, who's called in to escort a group of civilians along Baghdad's Highway of Death to the safety of the Green Zone. But once he learns the attacker's real plan to steal a fortune in oil, he has to team up with a former Marine, John Cena, to stop them. Okay.
I mean, I'm in too.
I
think this is much better than Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, let's be honest. Not that I don't buy him as a former Marine, but
right.
I mean, maybe young it up a little with John Cena.
I want a good movie.
I feel like that's going to be one.
You're a rude guy. I'm trying very hard, and you're being rude. That's bad manners.
Okay. Yeah, apologies. Didn't mean it. Speaking of good movies, do we need a new Howard the Duck?
All right, my instinct is to say hell no.
But then you think
hell no
about that movie,
and then
you think,
I think
why not?
Holy nope. crap, hell no!
I don't know if
who's doing it.
I don't know if Leah Thompson is joking. But in a recent interview with the website Inquisitor, she said that she's going to Marvel to pitch Howard the Duck. In like 3 weeks, I want to direct the Howard the Duck remake. Why not dream big, right?
She's
got to be kidding, right?
She's joking.
If you guys don't know about Howard the Duck, it was out back in the mid-80s, and it's a really sarcastic, kind of
horrible.
A human duck, really. It's like a duck, but had a lot of
duck.
Yeah, a lot of human traits.
I think it was based on a comic book, wasn't it?
I don't know, but maybe that's why she's going to Marvel. Was it a Marvel comic book?
I thought it was.
But he was pulled to Earth, and he had to stop a alien invasion with the help of a young rock star, played by Leah Thompson, and a nerdy scientist.
Sure.
It was the
sure.
worst,
it's
best
terrible.
Thing ever. Remember the song? Howard the Duck. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Work it. I mean, I'm in.
You're in.
I love Leah Thompson so much.
All right.
Yes.
And wasn't it a George Lucas directed movie?
I feel like it was. Yes.
And it was just a disaster and lost a ton of money.
I need it.
It was a
so
huge disaster.
Speaking of huge disasters, it's real, you guys. Avocado Hand, another victim.
It's not real.
It's real. Joy Behar revealed on The View yesterday that she stabbed herself cutting an avocado on the way to a party. She had to spend the night in the hospital getting her avocado hand fixed. Now we've got Andy Dorfman from The Bachelorette. She had to have her hand basically like intricate surgery to repair avocado hand. Numerous people on my Twitter, it's a thing. Avocado hand, it's an uptick in ER seeing avocado sliced.
Did you
hand.
Say she was on her way to a party?
Yeah.
So she was in the
just
car cutting
a snack what? In the car? I don't know if she would. Maybe okay. she was just on her way out the door. She's
okay.
like, listen, I want some
gotta
avocado
do this
toast.
Quick. Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of times you'll have a little snack before you go so you don't eat
gotcha.
Too much at the party or whatever.
Listen to Bean with his party no. tips. Sometimes I like to have a little bit of protein before I go so my stomach is full. I don't have carbs once I'm there.
Is that your impression of Bean?
I'm not sure. It was odd.
What's your impression of outgoing Bean?
Outgoing Bean.
I don't believe in avocado head either, by the way.
Really?
Well,
I
don't.
I mean, it's a thing. It's happening,
but
you guys.
Again, as I have been saying, mm-hmm. people have been and still are cutting apples, mm-hmm. cutting tomatoes, cutting peppers. I mean, people are still cutting stuff and getting cut on a knife all the time.
You think apple hands isn't a thing?
Hear
yes.
me out. I think there has been this resurgence of avocado with a younger group, like a millennial group.
And they never
group.
Used a knife to cut
maybe,
a fruit before.
No, I don't think they're doing a ton of cooking. So instead of like apple hand or peach hand, it's avocado hand because those are some, it's not easy to cut through an avocado. You got the pit and then you got to crack it open. Then you got to dice real nice in there.
All right, we
open
need
up
to,
a blog.
We don't have time right now because we are using the phones for the Incubus giveaway. But tomorrow, let's ask for somebody to call in from an emergency room and let us know if they've ever seen avocado hand walk through their doors.
Oh my God, I have tweets from people that said, don't make fun. I was just in the emergency room. It's real.
But isn't it just a cut? I mean, isn't it a cut with a funny name?
Yes.
Okay, that's it though. I mean, it's just a cut. That's
it's
why
not
you
a
go.
Thing. I'm saying it's not a thing.
I don't
I'm saying
know
there's
why you feel the need to besmirch
right?
avocado
what
hand.
What has avocado hand ever done to you, Bean?
Some birthdays for you. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, Tim Allen, Rivers Cuomo from Weezer, Kat Denning, Steve-O, and Captain America, Chris Evans. And that's what's happening.
I'm not sure I want to talk to John Gotti Jr. I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Right?
I feel like maybe that's something you could handle, Kevin, on your own.
Because I won't say the wrong thing?
Well, maybe, Allie, you can do the interview.
I mean, you know my history with gangster movies.
That's sure.
That's right.
I'll ask him what he thought of The Godfather. I found it perfectly fine.
Maybe you're not the one either.
believe it or not, we are speaking with notorious gangster John Gotti Jr. coming up in about 15 minutes or so here in K-Rock. First, though, let's take care of some business. The lines are filled with Incubus fans who want to see their boys at K-Rock Road Trip 2018, destination number two. We're talking Aftershock in Sacramento, a tremendous lineup mid-October. What's this game called?
This game is called Finish the Line.
You want to win the tickets? You must know the lyrics. Come on now, it's easy. You can win for Sheezy. Finish the line, and you win this time.
Okay, win the tickets.
Finish the line, and you win this time.
Just finish the line.
Finish the line, and you win this time.
Okay, here we go.
Finish the line, and you win this time.
Ow!
Every morning at 9 o'clock this week on the Kevin and Bean Show, we are hooking you up with a trip to Sacramento to see the festival. There's only going to be one winner, though, but you can qualify by finishing the line. We'll start to play an Incubus song for you. When Brandon stops singing, you start singing. You just tell us what the next line is in the song, and if you're right, you go into the drawing. Who's up first, please?
Angelica from El Monte. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for holding on. You an Incubus fan?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to start a song, and then when it stops, you need to pick it up and finish the line, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Lately, I'm beginning to find that I should be the one behind the wheel. Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there.
With open arms and open eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the next word.
With open arms and open eyes, yeah.
Look,
all right.
I'd be bad at a lot of the games we play.
Oh, same.
This would be the worst for me. I never know what the next line is.
All right, let's go to Michael in El Monte. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, finish the line.
I've cut off both your wings. I'm Prince in Bolivar.
Oh, man, I totally blanked. I'm sorry, I can't think of it.
Yeah, I'm a totally blanker, too.
hot take, by the way. This is a really good band.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. Carolina in Los Angeles, hi.
Hi.
Hi, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, finish the line.
I need you to hear. I need you to see, but I am at fucking take an exploding scene, like an imminent possibility. Tell me, somebody made while I burst into flames.
I've had enough of the world and its people, mindless games.
Perfect. Nicely
hey.
Done.
If I may say, oh, Carolina, that's very impressive.
Oh, shaggy.
All right, we got two qualified for the trip to Sacramento. Who's up next, please?
That hurt my soul. Michelle in Los Angeles, hi.
What up, party people?
What up? Thank you for holding on. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here's your...
I dig my toes into the sand. The ocean looks like a thousand diamonds strewn across a blue brand.
I lean against the wind, pretend that I am weightless, and in this moment I am happy.
Nicely done.
I lean against the wind, pretend that I am weightless, and in this moment I am happy.
Look at that.
I know we've made this observation before, but women are so much better at lyrics than men are generally, right?
That is generally true, yes.
All right, I think we got time for one more contestant, please.
All right, it's Juan Carlos in Hacienda Heights. Hi there.
How are you doing today?
We are good. How are you?
Good.
Are you feeling confident about this?
I hope it's a song that I want to hear.
Okay.
Well, are you a lady? Because that'll help.
Here's your clip.
It's so much better.
Got another blink.
Oh, you blinked? Okay. Sorry.
Well, see, green,
mean, do we want to end on that one?
What's that ticket? I feel like we do one more.
I feel like maybe.
Dude's blanking.
Right?
Okay. All right.
I mean, I'm just saying we don't want to end on that one.
I'm just saying so far it's all ladies in the grand prize. But if you want to try Steve, who's up next, go ahead. Good luck.
I really feel strong about Steve.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Steve's the one. Hey, Steve.
All right, I'm here.
All right, you ready?
Yeah,
don't fail us. I haven't felt the way I feel today. It's so long, it's hard for me to specify. I'm beginning to notice how much this feels like awakening limb.
You got me, I don't know.
Oh,
damn.
Why do you keep going to dudes, Kevin?
Damn you.
How about one more?
No!
Let's do one more.
We are deficient, you guys. We can't do it. Angelica could, Carolina could, Michelle could. They are in the drawing. One of these ladies is going to be heading to Sacramento on the K-Rock Party Bus to see Incubus, along with System of a Down, Deftones, 311 Alice in Chains, and more at Aftershock. Miss Ellen McKay, who's our winner?
Congratulations, Michelle.
Michelle. Did you get the right line? Congratulations, Michelle.
What's up, baby? What's up, baby boo?
You win.
I love you, Ally McKay. You're my hero.
I love you, Michelle, and I want to be on that bus.
Right?
Finish the line, and you win this time.
You go. I'm not going to go. I don't know. There's something about the man is on the phone, and
right?
I'm sure he means us no harm, but there's something about talking to a Gotti all these years later that seems dangerous.
I ain't scared. Bring it on, John Gotti Jr.
Is that what you're saying?
Right? Hey. Let's do this, John Gotti Jr.
How are you, John?
Morning. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Thank you.
We're fine. And I'm sure you encounter this all the time.
I call Kevin Bean and Bean Alley because it's confusing.
No worries.
Yes, a lot.
I know. There's
a
lot of us. You must run into this all the time where people, because of something they heard, have a preconceived notion about you and your family and are a little bit nervous about being in your company. Am I right, John?
You know, not the people in my community, because they know us. We've coached Little League teams. My wife's involved in the school. So we're very involved in the community. So that's not the case. It is the case often when I'm traveling, and that you go to a desk at a hotel, for example, and they'll say your name, and I'll say John Gotti, and they'll say, oh, you must get a lot with that name. they'll look at it like, did I change my name to John Gotti? Or, for example, are you the John Gotti? And my response is always to the third, that I'm not John. I'm John Gotti. I'm John A. Gotti, but I'm not the John Gotti.
Right.
My father is the John Gotti. John Gotti. And my eyes will always be the John Gotti.
Let me ask you this, though, and maybe this is a dumb question because I know how proud you are of your family and your name, but was there ever a time, based on all the notoriety of your family and all of the court cases and all the, you know, all the news coverage, that you considered changing your name and trying to live a lower profile existence?
Never. Never. Not one time, not one moment. I'm so immensely proud of my family, my father, my mother. Look, I would never even dream of it. And in fact, I would tell my sons all the time, always walk with your head up, be proud. You're different. Your grandfather was born in a different time. He believed in something completely different than I would hope to God that you guys would believe in. However, that being said, your grandfather was an honorable individual. And as we have a saying, anybody who's done time, we have a saying, and you can take it two separate ways, okay? When you compliment, you're paying someone a high compliment when you say a guy come into the system and he walked it all the way to the gate. That means he was a man. He walked it all the way till he walked out of prison. He walked the tough guy right through to the gate.
Okay.
There's another way of viewing it, walking it to the gate, the pearly gates. He walked it all the way through life. And my father was one of those individuals. He was a tough guy's tough guy, a man's man, and he walked it all the way to the gate.
When you say that, are we in some way glorifying the actions of your dad and others in crime syndicates for the horrible things that they do? Do you excuse it away as just being different time, different place?
Different time, different place. But I gave a great. I thought I gave a very heartfelt answer yesterday. We did an award ceremony in Brooklyn, and Brooklyn turned out to honor John Travolta yesterday by the thousands. And a News 7 reporter grabbed me off to the corner and said, hey, John, do you think that this movie is glorifying the mob? And my response was, my father spent his last 10 years of his life in solitary confinement. He had many thousands of meals all by himself in that cell. His last moments on this earth, he was handcuffed to a bed, okay? And his death certificate says he choked on his own blood and vomit.
Oof.
I don't think that's glorifying anything. I think it's quite the opposite.
So when you talk about this movie, Gotti, and I'm sure you've seen it several times, are there parts of it that are hard to watch just because they're your history?
Yes, they are hard. For example, the reenactment of my brother Frankie's death was hard for me to watch. In fact, I was on the set when they were shooting the movie, I believe 9 or 10 of the 27 days, and I just happened to be on the set that particular day. And I couldn't watch it. I removed myself. I went back to the trailer and ate something. And also afterwards that night, they did the scene. Mm-hmm. They reenacted my father and my mother's approach in the hospital. And again, I couldn't watch that either. I stood outside. And I'm going to tell you something that people don't know what they won't see. In that scene, you see John, and you hear the music in the background. He's putting his head against the wall. When the scene was over and was shot, he walked out and was hysterically crying in the parking lot. And I don't know if it was him thinking about my father's pain or thinking about my brother or thinking about his son. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But he was hysterical crying in the parking lot.
Wow. You mentioned John Travolta. He is playing your dad in the movie. His wife, Kelly Preston, is playing your mom. Stacey Keach is in the movie. There's a bunch of great people. Your story has been told many times before, not only in feature films but in television shows throughout the years. Is there one that is your favorite, or is this one it, John?
This one's it. This one's it. Armin Assante did a nice job in the 90s. I believe it was 96. He did a nice job with it. But you have to understand that back then, he sent the request in, and he asked us if we would cooperate on the making of this movie. And my dad told me to stand down. We don't get involved in those things. That's not our business. So Armin had to go out there and pretty much, you know, figure it all out. However, on the sly, I did send Bruce Cutler out to Toronto to meet with Armin and school him a bit on it, because I'm very protective of my father. I wanted to make sure that even though he didn't know what we had done, I want to make sure that things were probably, you know, at least be depicted accurately, or as accurately as possible.
Right.
And I think Armin did a great job. I think John did a better job. And John had the ability. And again, I tell this to everybody. Nobody could be perfect, and let me tell you why. Unless you spent years around my father and seen his certain mannerisms, he would gesticulate on certain things. Unless you saw, you know, pursing of his lips, certain things that he would do, you could not perfect him. I look at my father because I idolized him. More than idolized, I worshipped him. And I can remember certain things about my father. And now watching JT on the screen, I would say, well, my father would have done that a little differently or done that differently. But he still, nevertheless, did a magnificent job.
Yeah, and gotcha. I was going to ask if the rest of us, we wouldn't know any of those details, so he's probably doing a perfectly fine job for us.
Oh, as far as you guys are concerned, you'll be blown away by it.
Right,
yeah. Completely and totally blown away by it. John's amazing, and John's one of those guys that this is why I always say that if John's either in the top five, if not one of the greatest actors, the greatest actor of our time, my time, because John had... He certainly didn't do this movie for money, that's for sure. Okay, it probably cost him money, to be honest with you. And I mean that. John.
But you made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
Oh, Bean, come on.
Who was that? Is that Bean?
That was Bean. That was Bean.
That was definitely Bean. Kevin.
Definitely whack
Bean. That was
Bean.
Bean. Bean.
Can I ask you a question, Mr. John Gotti Jr.? The fellow that played you say, doesn't look like you had a Canadian accent. At any point were you like, I'm John Gotti, mother effing Jr.? Give me a buff dude. I want him super handsome. This is my pick.
But you know what? He is super handsome, and he's a charming kid. In fact, I believe he's better looking than I was.
Oh,
take it easy.
All right.
But that being said, you know, he does have a Canadian accent, and you know, there's certain mannerisms there. Again, it's me, so I know me, and I know how I would react to certain things and how I would say certain things. And that being said, you know, you see the flaws in it, and also, and I have to tell you this, I think Spence is going to grow to be a really tremendous actor. But when you're acting across the table, and it sort of really depicts my dad and I. Because if you see the video between my father and I, you know who's in control.
Right.
My father's in control, okay? It doesn't matter. I'm 5'9", he's 5'10". He's 6'11". Right. He's in control. And just like when JT's acting across the table from Spencer LaFranco, JT is one of the greatest actors of our time. He's in control. And you see it. And you see it. But he's a fine job as well.
The movie is called Gotti. It's in theaters Friday, starring John Travolta as John Gotti. I feel like we should ask your permission. Is it okay for us to thank you for coming on and say goodbye and gently cradle, hang up the phone into the cradle, Mr. Gotti?
It was pleasurable. It was so pleasurable. How's the weather out there?
It's fantastic. Well,
we're fine. We're fine. But we're good now. There's no repercussions from this call. We say goodbye and we go our separate ways and everything's fine.
Look out your door.
I love him.
We were chanting Black Bean.
We showed to John Gotti.
Portugal the Man on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:41. Do you think John Gotti Jr. heard the Whack Bean chant?
Oh, I hope not.
Or was it just a bunch of voices yelling on the phone and no one could tell?
I think he heard it loud and clear. I think a call has been made.
Okay. All right.
And I think Bean should watch us back.
Okay. I'll tell you. Well, look outside the door, he said.
That's what he said.
I'll tell you that I wasn't expecting when I woke up this morning to have the show end with a Whack Bean chant.
To John Gotti Jr.
John Gotti Jr. Not what I was hoping for at all.
Couldn't see that coming.
Well, you're the one that brought up the, did you make an offer he couldn't refuse?
I mean,
he was talking
on
about
you.
How little Travolta got paid for the movie.
That's on you, dude.
That is a fictional crime family, the Corleones. We
As
know
you
they're
have
not
often
real.
Said, Allie, right? I know. Allie found that out about 5 minutes ago. All right, we got to move on and hope that we survive. It's time for our final look at what's happening here on this Wednesday morning. Here's Allie.
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. It's going to be in theaters on June 22nd, but I would like to give you guys advanced screening passes for the, IMAX advanced screening of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. It's going down at AMC City Walk on June 19th.
The dinosaur.
Nope. let's take callers 20 and 21 right now. Two of you are going to get a pair of passes to the K-Rock IMAX advanced screening of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom at AMC City Walk.
You know what I was thinking about the other day?
What?
Dinosaurs.
Yeah, well.
Right.
Crazy, right?
That it? It's nuts.
It is crazy.
Yeah. Movie looks good.
It does.
That Chris Pratt.
Right? Great and everything.
Seriously.
Annoying.
He's one of your favorite Chris's.
He is one of my favorite Chris's. Thank you for mentioning, because it's Chris Evans' birthday today.
Sure.
And now I have Chris Pine news.
Oh, wow.
What is happening? Patty Jenkins, the director of Wonder Woman, she posted a picture today. And it is a picture that's quite a doozy, has a lot of people talking. It says, "Welcome to Wonder Woman 1984, Steve Trevor." But wait, how's he in the movie? He's all dead and stuff. Hmm. Is it him? What is happening? I'm going to tell you, it's him in the picture. He's wearing a members only jacket. What does this mean? I'm just saying. Listen, we need answers, Patty. And, I mean, we can wait until the movie comes out.
We'd rather have answers.
But, I mean, that's coming out November 1st, 2019. I'd like to have answers before then.
I see.
So that is your second Chris update. Moving on, we were talking a little bit about Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson's engagement. Here's something interesting. E! News spoke with Greg Yuna, who designed the ring for their engagement.
Okay.
And Pete Davidson called him at the end of May and said, "Look, I need a ring. Here's what I want, blah, blah, blah." And he said, "Just keep it a secret."
Okay.
This ring clocks in just over 3 carats and $93,000.
Wow.
At the end of May. So they weren't even together really a full 3 weeks, really, back then. When you know, is what I'm saying,
I guess,
right?
So.
$93,000 ring.
Do they pay those guys on Saturday Night Live?
I have no idea.
Okay.
That's a lot of money for a ring.
Agreed.
Whew. Bean?
I mean, it is. I mean, everything we've discussed, everything about this relationship seems supersonic. I mean, the fact that he got tattoos, two different Ariana Grande tattoos.
Ariana Grande? Her.
That's right. So early in the relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, he's falling hard here, man.
Yeah. He's been...
pointing.
Okay.
Does it work on the
All right.
Video?
Got it. No, you guys, Jada Pinkett Smith hosts a show on Facebook, and she gets real.
Okay.
In this show. And on Monday's sex-themed episode of Red Table Talk, she found out that her daughter Willow, who's 17, that her introduction to sex was walking in on her and Will boning. And Jada was shocked. She said, "When the hell did you walk in on us?" Completely shocked. Willow's grandmother also at this table having this discussion.
What's happening?
Yeah. So she said it was in Utah or Aspen. And she said, "I was going downstairs to get some juice and I saw for a little moment and I ran away. I was like, oh my God, this is so crazy. What did I just see?" Well, honey, you just saw Will Smith and Jada Smith boning, and people would pay good money for that. I get
that. How old was she at the time? Does it say?
It doesn't say.
I mean, she was old enough to be getting up, going downstairs and getting her own drink. So she wasn't a little kid.
Right.
Which makes it even more terrifying.
Yeah. It scars you.
Sure.
Because she's old enough to know what was going on.
Absolutely.
Saying, rather than just being confused by
it. And she said she felt like she had overstepped a boundary. Like, I shouldn't be seeing this. So she...
Well, that's true.
Well, absolutely true. But you have to be old enough to not be like, why are they wrestling naked? Which a lot of times you think when you're young.
I am of the opinion, and tell me if you guys are with me on this, that the last time your parents had sex was when you were conceived, and that's it. They never had sex again after
Whoever's
that.
The youngest in the family.
That's
absolutely.
The only answer.
Right.
Yeah. And even then, they were like, there was something going on in the house, they were running around naked, and they just ran into each other.
It was
other.
An accident.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like what happened to me with the vacuum cleaner that time when I fell on it.
Right, exactly.
Same sort of thing. Just an accident.
Are you gonna be able to continue? Nope.
Peen.
Nope.
Peen. Come on.
None. None.
No.
No, indeed.
That took a real just butt turn right there.
Come on now.
Right?
Come on now, you've fallen on vacuum things in your butt.
I don't think you understand the reference.
Oh.
Yeah, because...
Oh, I thought it was back... No?
No,
oh,
why?
In the front?
Yeah, why? Because why?
Because a lot of people say, I fell on the shower nozzle, and then you've got a shower nozzle in your butt. You didn't fall on it.
Nope.
Bean, explain what you meant.
What if instead moved on?
What if we moved on? Do you think we're capable of that?
Yes. Okay. I think that's where we're headed. Let's go to the shop. Because I really need to get out of here because I'm looking at the door and I just want to make sure Mr. Gotti Jr. is not coming in.
Watch your door.
Got a date with your vacuum cleaner.
Right.
Some birthdays. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, Tim Allen, Steve-O, Kat Dennings, Rivers Cuomo, and actor Chris Evans. That's what's happening.
Hey, Carly, the SoCal Helpful Honda dealer. Tomorrow morning, we're going to do the topic. You walked in on your parents having sex.
Uh-oh.
That's not
going to
be good,
right? We're going to ask people to relive one of the worst days of their lives.
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to happen. Movie star Jeremy Renner will be on the program tomorrow talking about Tag. And speaking of movies, we've got your passes to the K-Rock IMAX Advanced screening of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom as well tomorrow.